Welcome back to Young Arena at intermission. During a Friday night intermission, we brought you some highlights from Shane Bowers' time with the Blackhawks. Bowers made his NHL debut on Thursday for the Colorado Avalanche. At the same time that segment was airing, former Hawk Matei Blumel was on the ice for the first time with the Dallas Stars. Tonight, let's take some time to remember Blumel's sensational USHL career, which included 108 regular season appearances over two seasons. The first of those years was 2017-18, and the Czech forward was one of the youngest members of a well-established team. That year, Waterloo featured veterans like Jack Drury and Jackson Cates up front, mid-season addition and Defensive Player of the Year Ben Finkelstein, and eventual NHL draft pick goalie Jared Moe. With all that talent, Blumel still found ways to make an impact.
Doherty turning and scooping it backhanded off the glass. Klee chasing. Klee gets there. Right wing corner centering. Blumel a shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks. It's Matei Blumel just 22 seconds into the opening period.
Blumel finished that rookie season with 8 goals and 10 assists, and Waterloo won the Anderson Cup. With Drury, Cates, and others departing, Blumel was asked to do more in his second season, and he certainly delivered like this big early October night against Central Illinois.
Big power play for the Flying Aces as they try to rally back into it. They win the draw. Kefuk, though, gives it up. Here's Blumel out to center shorthanded, juggling it into the offensive zone. Shorthanded chance. Hat trick, Matei Blumel! Here come the Hawks! Matei Blumel lifts the shot up over Snowden's right shoulder. The breakaway shorthanded goal. It's 5-1 Waterloo.
That was one of four shorthanded goals Blumel would score that season. Not surprisingly, he was a major force on the power play too, whether 5-on-4 or, like in this case, 4-on-3.
Hawks win another faceoff. Blumel moving across the high slot with it. Sweeps a pass to the left circle. Sorensen back to Blumel. He backpedals towards the blue line. He and Sorensen will trade spots. Blumel steps in for a wrist shot. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! Waterloo comes back with 5 unanswered to win it on a power play goal in overtime. Waterloo 6, Sioux City 5. The Hawks make the comeback for the 6-5 win against the Musketeers in stunning fashion.
By Thanksgiving in 2018, Blumel had already produced a dozen goals. He made it 13 in the holiday matchup against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Into the corner on the left side, recovered by Cameron for Blumel behind the net. Blumel spun it in front, a chance wide for Orval. Now he's behind the goal, centering for Blumel, shooting, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Emil Orval sets up Matei Blumel. He's got goals on back-to-back nights. Blumel with number 13 on the season, and Waterloo leads 2-0.
For most of that winter, Blumel was on a special all-European top line, skating with Sweden's Emil Orval and Russian rookie Vladislav Firstov. Together, the trio would account for 87 goals that season, with all three finishing among the league's top 15 in points. But as he proved in his role as a penalty killer, Blumel was really a two-way player.
Backage tying up the stick of Krenzen long enough so that the penalty time comes to an end. And now the Hawks go from defense to offense with Blumel trying to pin it behind the net. Eventually, the Hawks complete a change. Here's a turnover. Orval, a steal for Blumel. A shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Blumel made it happen behind the net, keeping the puck tied up long enough so that Cassetti and Orval could get to the ice. Orval, the takeaway on the failed clear. He gets it back to Blumel, who started it. Blumel with his second of the period, his 21st of the season. Here come the Hawks. It's 4-0.
After Waterloo, Blumel took a different route. Rather than attending college, he returned to Czechia and became a professional. In 3 years, he represented his country on multiple occasions, and although he was drafted by the Edmonton Oilers, Blumel returned to North America this fall to join the Dallas Stars after Edmonton let his draft rights expire. He could make his second appearance for the Stars tomorrow when Dallas visits the Philadelphia Flyers. We're back with more at intermission from Young Arena after this on the Courtyard by Marriott, Blackhawks Network, and 1650, The Fan.